Greetings and a fine howdy. Hey to everybody. This is R.C. Bannon with your Jasper County Steak and Tick Report on K101. On this morning's Price Index, garments are off 50%. Bra supports opened at 4.50 to 6.30. Silk undergarments and ladies' panties were down 3.15 to 3.30. Freudian slips were... zippers were up as of 2 a.m. at 5.16 to 5.65. Let's go on. Firemen's helmets and hoses down 3.50 to 3.75. The U.S. Department of Foreign Agriculture reports Greek farmers behind in their yields for the third quarter, but are expected to catch up in the fourth quarter with a fine tomato crop. Italian spaghetti farms and plywood forests 1678.70 to plus 41. Swiss francs and German marks met and shook hands. Crude oil was arrested at 124.92. Obscenity charges still pending. Software became hard at 2.9912 plus 88. Market indicators show utilities are expected to drain 55.88 to 54.66. Contract highs are up 60%. Live hogs 166.50 to plus 60. Cryogenically suspended hogs 155.30 to 0.3. Astrally projected hogs 144.50 to plus 25. Dow Jones and Beatrice were seen together at a nightclub last night, drunk as skunks. Now let's go to Angus McMurphy for some words of wisdom.
I thank you, R.C. Let us all bow our heads right now for a wee moment in silent prayer to the almighty dollar. Aye, thank you.
Well, thank you there, Angus. This is R.C. Bannon, and that was beautiful. This has been the Jasper County Snake and Tick Report on K101, saying, sin has many tools, but a lie is the handle that fits them all. Thank you.
On classical radio station in Houston, but that's beside the point. We at K101 like to include all minorities in our show on the Dawn Patrol, and so we every so often have the chief of the Swahili land tribe, a representative who lives in Houston. He works at the consulate, and he is with us again this morning, Mugamba Ugumbi, and he is going to help translate our traffic for us from English into Swahili land.
He brought some really neat pictures from National Geographic this morning.
Nice.
You ought to check them out.
Is that his wife with the bone through hair and the spear and everything outside that hut?
Yeah, and the microwave.
Okay, well, you got the congas. We'll start giving out some conditions here. The Gulf Freeway is running slow from Edgebrook up to Belford and slowing up inside the loop at Wayside.
You're reaching now, buddy.
288 traffic is running slow from Reed Road to the loop, but it's starting to break up. Southwest Freeway slow from Gessner up to Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock.
But next door to the Katy Freeway, that traffic is still stacked up between Kirkwood and Bunker Hill. .290 traffic still backed up through Jersey Village. Let's see if he catches that. And it's also slow from 34th down to the loop.
There it was.
I heard it.
And the North Freeway is real heavy from the North Belt on in due to that stalled car down there at Parker.
Get down, Mugamba.
East Texas Freeway traffic slow back in Kingwood and slowing up again between Little York and Bennington, but most of the heavy traffic on the East Texas Freeway is getting up inside the 610 loop.
We'll go on.
And virtually no slowdowns on the city's east side.
East side.
One signal problem. Kirby at Holcomb, treat that as a four-way stop.
Pull us up.
Okay, see, now we got everybody included there. Continental Airlines to Philadelphia. Daily nonstops as low as $109. See your travel agent or call Continental Airlines. What does that say in Swahili land? I'm Lanny Griffith along with Mugamba Ugumbi with K101's Thursday Traffic in Bondage.